This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's drug regulators say the coronavirus vaccines being used across the country appear safe, with only a few issues developing. AP's Charles de Ledesma has our story.
In a statement, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says vaccine benefits continue to far outweigh any risks, according to its latest monitoring data. Figures show that of the 10 million COVID-19 vaccines administered, there have been 22,820 reports of suspected side effects for a rate of about 3 to 1,000 doses. The agency says the vast majority of side effects are mild and all are in line with most types of vaccine, including the seasonal flu. The most commonly reported ones are sore arms and mild flu-like symptoms. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Czech Republic may consider using vaccines not registered in the European Union to speed up vaccinations. That according to the Czech Prime Minister Friday. He made the comments on a trip to Hungary, which has given emergency approval to Russian and Chinese vaccines. Quote, I have spoken about the Russian vaccine and about the Chinese vaccine with Chancellor Angela Merkel, and the Chancellor as well as the Bavarian Prime Minister are unambiguously calling for this vaccine to be approved by European medicines agencies, end quote, he said after the meeting. Spain has approved AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine for use in 18 to 55-year-olds, El País newspaper reported Friday, citing anonymous sources. The health ministry did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the decision. France, Germany, Italy, and Austria have imposed restrictions amid a lack of data on the recently approved shot in the elderly. This is VOA News. The official COVID-19 death toll has crossed 450,000 in the United States. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Daily deaths remain stubbornly high, more than 3,000 each day. But after new cases hit a peak just after the holidays,
somewhere next week, perhaps a week after, we will start seeing deaths come down.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky tells the AP it's good news that hospitalizations and case numbers are down, but she worries Americans may offset the trends by relaxing and coming together, like this weekend on Super Bowl Sunday. The fight against the virus may soon get a boost. Johnson & Johnson has asked federal regulators to clear the world's first single-dose vaccine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden will meet Friday with his National Security Council to discuss the Middle East, but no policy decisions will be taken, White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said. Also today, the president is pushing Congress to pass a $1.9 trillion recovery plan, which has been met with resistance from mostly Republican lawmakers worried about the swelling national debt. During a meeting with House Democrats, President Biden said, there is a lot of pain in America.
A lot of folks are losing hope. And I believe American people are looking right now to their government for help, to do our job, to not let them down. So I'm going to act, and I'm going to act fast.
Russia Friday announced the expulsion of diplomats from Sweden, Germany, and Poland, accusing them of taking part in illegal protests last month against the jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The foreign ministry said in a statement that Moscow considered the actions of the diplomats unacceptable. The lawyer for Myanmar's detained elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and ousted President Win Myint said the two politicians were being kept at their homes, but he was unable to meet them because they are still under investigation after a coup this week. Meanwhile, a one-time ally of Suu Kyi said Friday that she was no traitor for accepting a ministerial post with the junta that overthrew the elected leader this week. Christopher Plummer, a patrician Canadian who starred as widower Captain Von Trapp opposite Julie Andrews in the blockbuster movie 1965 musical The Sound of Music, has died. This according to his longtime friend and manager. In 2012, Plummer became the oldest actor to win an Oscar at age 82. He died this morning with his wife by his side. Plummer was 91 years old. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.